morning. It's exactly Sunday in the morning, and we are back in the studio with the Ex-Convict Diaries program show with your host, Penny Ambeko Jonas. And I'm sure you are on board waiting to hear exciting stories, reviving stories, stories with so much hope, so much strength, something that you will be having faith, something that will contribute to your faith. Because just imagine that this is the story, this is a show that will be sharing powerful stories of the ex-convicts, people that has been incarcerated for some years, and now they are back to share with us their journey, to share with us their stories, to share with us how it has been going, the journey itself, ever since the day one of conviction, when they got incarcerated, what they have met or challenges that they have experienced in correctional facilities, how they are doing right now, now that they are back and we are living with them. We just want to know, you know, those are the stories that we have, we are expecting every day, I mean every Sunday in our show. And this Sunday, we will be in the studio with Mr. Gabriel. Gabriel Mandume, who is a social justice advocate. He's mostly speaking about all the social related matters, as well as Mr. Jessa. I mean, Jessa is an ex-convict who is really, really willing to share his journey with us, his incarceration journey with us, starting from the crime that he was convicted for until where he is right now. A beautiful audience on board. Please don't forget to follow us, the Eagle FM, on our social media platforms. We are on YouTube, Eagle FM Namibia. We are on Instagram. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Twitter. We are everywhere. Please follow us on social media. Follow us on the Villager newspapers. Social updates are there. You should also not forget to download the Eagle FM app. You must just go to Play Store, download the app, and then you'll be connected worldwide. Welcome on board. We'll be also expecting you to come on the studio. Call us in the studio. Ask your questions. Give us your inputs. Contribute to it. Because remember, this is our matter. This the program, it has to do with, it has affected all of us. It is about us. It is about the law enforcement. It's about us as individual, the parents, families, and relatives of people who are affected by crimes and conviction. Believe me, I know you would have something to say. You are a mother, you are a parent to someone, and you have a growing up son in the street, locations, experiencing so many challenges. And believe me, they'll encountering these challenges. It's not so difficult to avoid them that no, if my friends are saying, let's go away, all of a sudden I'll refuse. You know, it's somebody need to be guided, and that is where you as a parent has to come in, has to start saying that no, if you are involved, if you see certain things like A, B, C, D, sometimes you also need to refuse. Sometimes you also don't need to step in or don't need just to go along because those people are your friends. If you see your friends formed up a gang whereby they start smoking, report it, because after the at the end of the day, it will contribute to your mindset, it will contribute to your behavior. One of the good days you lost your consciousness and then you end up just doing unnecessary things that will lead you to crimes activities, you know. It's us that we have to handle all of these things. And today we're in the studio with Jessiah, an ex-convict who is going to share with us his journey. Yes, please come on board and be with us here.
Yes, beautiful audience, as I told you today, I'm in the studio with Jessiah Paulus. He's an ex-convict, and regarding our conversation, we are going to speak more of Oshiwambo. There is a language barrier for him to freely express himself and just to share his story. We are going to speak more of Oshiwambo. Yesaya, natukutambule pongo natango ne mo mepo mo programa epe haifano ex-convict diaries ha omo tapungana na kudoma hokolo me ex-convict ha eshina na kucha onno kwe waningo o crime ashike. kwina no aninga shike oponana nde to kianga uli mo correctional facility nde to kalamo atukuda kuchoma shongo ashike na nasha keneka mo paife eshine wakala mono mashongo ngao wakala monana oema findana nanga elipi oshikwa shike shona nana tangu aninga oponana weli hanga ukaina tangu amanguluka mo na tangu shwa manguluka mo paife nga shuli ulipo to ningishike you know ine mesho netwa rakushiva nga tangi jesaya tekutambula momo mepo mutu peta mekwa pangona tango ndahala ngo weli pop save mwene kucha ovele hodzipeni no satu pikire kongo
okay
mm
aye ndapandula
mhm
andi pandule ne pena
mushe
mwe makudia mwa
mhm
gashi ngo badilo kutumbula dinanga me jesaya paule
yeah
Na mbukile nga wako sita pola kashikoto kunda ufano na ngutiri jina.
Okay. Jesaya, can you briefly share what led you to your conviction and how long you served the
nation? Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Please share what led you to your conviction and how long you served in the Krishna facility. Upongoto alamutu ulongwele ovapuikini kucha. Owali na na wani ngashike lela lela opuiki yangana na ulimonje dirilo. Nuakala mwefimboli fike peni. Boy waningana na shikelela lela.
Ah ne, shibaisha. Ne, ya shibaisha falange mo. Ndali nda komiki okaisa yo yo meda.
Mhm.
Mo venduka ho monga ho.
Yeah.
Ya sasa ka alfanga fio modolo ngwe simbolela ndaka kalamu ule de la di longo.
Mhm.
Ya nda ya kwani maendeleo ndio nalo ndaka pita mangoni
yeah mangatulio poto tio acho waningo wa convicting o crime ya meda movinduka ngomo waninga shikelela lela oshenda ngembela ngaili bila mtala mehokololomo
okay mwa kwike angonga o ndora waina na ndi shikelela
yeah
ali ngwe angonga wa ikengo mo bango ime yonumba
yeah
mongo talingo amaferende ngo
mhm
akaoloka ngo ikolo ko estilingo donga ondo
yeah
dena tufie pongwe sha la longa onde no ni na kumona shponga yo kia ni fio ko joy na sha sha jeni ringo ro vedi wa ponga wete ko
mhm
so ni mangwa ye pe ninge ke konga ino itere like
yeah
na yana mani ngo na shponga nga ko jeni na ko jeni na ipo konga
kumbole nine
Yeah.
Na muna shupanga nga elipi?
Ya, ukekea ngwe na ngo na eiko na ngo da ene ke ndi munda lako fano mbielo yonga wa ndike muna shupanga.
Mm-hmm.
Ya.
Yeah. Peife, manganata ngotuli opo, disho wati oven shua kufano mbele nte tomo ni fano shupanga nga ho. Okwali, disho mwacho kwe inima ngo ne estere ino shono shu. Ostere kwe yetba koshiki, oshima shu kwe inanashi yetba koshiki. Okwita nkonjelesha, okwali itamutwe mata, ilo, oshitu anana ela koshiki?
Ae, seleyo vene, kakwa ingendo hii inana ya kufalifoshi makumbada.
Mm-hmm.
Shungoe shiri mumonyo wankwe ni kushishine kucho munashike.
Yeah.
Shijuu ni utalama la kwa mime nandizeke shiri kwa mime ni.
Mm-hmm.
Imene, nakumonao, shpongo yungo nakweta kwa lo seleyo ya fagu.
Mm-hmm.
Yashwe ngwe kia kwa lipo se Swe ngwe tuli ngwe Kwa shita flash tu kwa lipo
Mm-hmm
Yedo kwa kidenga mwongo mutuma ine shimo na mwosete kwa
Idenga mwa shita fula ilo menda kwa ita nzipopi?
Aye mwa shita fula
mwa shita fula shi inyapa kwa ita nwini
Ya
Mm-hmm
Tashitsi Jesaya over para que no te valombole kucha o shike o crime ayona na kwali wa convicting irwa tashitsi o kwali yetu akihokoro taliti kucha kwali linana po kandi ngosho opo kwa itonu o tamonungo malodo ni ne fende doe de takudzunge de tapitipunye de oshita fola te shipumu de shipumande o malodo ni datika nye tantame kene kupopsa ne ngeno Deshima tamekane kupopsa ndiwete opone peketa no makungu tokucha kiwete afangeno pamwe aninge puko itemupe no mbili nosho duenda katadetamike ne nyetamwila ndulane ono teke mlandula ne fio kumbole ni koko ni makatamike ane ku fightinga ngone obo paka monano mitopo kufane ombele onde tontu taiko shipangelo koko na holifil Deshima koro shori linga ho Okay. Paifo otohala ne utulongwele kucha eshi nengaona opolifia nende ne taikukwa tapone oveto ine ehe ilo shena ngevi
nga shige mongula ngone shikwasha ine ndikwa tapo shikwasha
iya mongule shikwasha
ya
mongule shikwasha opolisio ya ngone tainingo makona akono nosho oveto monikane kucha ae o yesayo mongone valipo tokufa pone oveneto ine ko Krishna facility ilo We want to know your experience, like inside the Krishna facility, your emotions, how it affected your mental health, your social life, and those moments that just shaped you. Po mi tuwe po nina tutuwa lutulombo lekucha, eshi nane ike te fikulo elo tete nana waya mo Krishna facility. We would tenge ipi, pamadzila zilone, de natango mutoshi mashi, oshekwe telana nashiki.
Yo. Kakwali shipuku tamblako unene oku da edula di shete fiko po koshi mingo shite kakwali wa shite nila ya kakwali ege shipuka nga she shipuku olonda ya mo tashiti mutu onda nina nande wa shivike mutu kanishiku cho umadira diwa ngu kapini wa mana anti pandula dipandule ke ngo mmazulungalo muna anu asirukubatela onu kama diradilo no family na ta wandipandula family yange na kala na tango no tango nkumo ige kuchai no tila kapena na shiko kuti ashikuru una ego kumanguka
tahiti osifike shosho jotete o family o eno ka umeko yo vakana ngo havele kutale pongo tale kutongo ngo vo tale kuyambidita pa madzira ya dzilongo
poko menati je kwe ke manga
yege
na tjege manga ko family
o family
ya na vango mbili mwenya vava nete kucha za training rongo ni mayonga
Beautiful audience, I told you earlier that I'm in the studio with Josiah Paulus. He's an ex-convict and he has been serving in the correctional facility for 10 years now for the MEDRA crime. And today he's in the studio sharing his testimony, his journey, his incarceration journey, so that at the end of the day, he is educating people, he is creating awareness, and we are also supposed to step in and come in for him, because this is our course, right? We are expected to contribute to it and see how we are going to help the ex-convicts, because at the end of the day, we want to reduce recidivism. We want to end this matter of people keep going to correctional facilities, coming back, going back again, reoffending over and over. So it's us to contribute to it. We families, we relatives, right? We friends. And he's just highlighted earlier that some of the friends, you are just there when we are celebrating, but when you find your friend in hardship, you hardly step in for them, right? So still, Josiah, mangango natango tuli oponga ho, ondahala ulombwele over pwilikini kucha, over na neshina na wakala na emokreshina facility omo, vakwe ningona, vakwe ni ve ingone mezulo ngalopa mwenavi, kwa tafadole nyokwa iringa ipi, wamona moka umevamwe, mutamwila mwile ngo mwako lolo neshina chana ashine kucha vayo, wamangu apokuwa ningashike, ninge ngalopa ilinana nge ipi.
Ngalo oyo ni yo me kloshin fasari chomonga yo mazuro ngalo. O no ku kondolo la
amono.
Watuliwamo ilongo na nande ndunge ngo desha sio no. Duku kala une ndunge bendi si do du dairwamo. Ande ngo si we to si mango ina sipumbwa mo shwa na sikiri konje vita. So ongalo ya munya ngenge kuna madira dilo todi mwini longa mosha.
Yeah.
Ngenge una madira dilo todi mwini longa mosha. Ame kwa ame anti ndiole kupotsa kwa ame mwini. Ame ndilonga mosha shi hapo. Sino kala nana wala mbila ukeshe o nuta pupi. Mpliki na mali ni maimuna ilandula. Ya taike kupuki taike ame mwini ndilonga mosha shi hapo. Nunda teka na tango ngashi ngote tamu ni kumbula ucha omunano va esesho wale kwa modili esesho wale kwa modili
esesho wale kwa modili
ya kwa modili ya tatiku tatiduru kuku lombwe la shashishi esishi no shironga
ya
ito tunana kula ndole kini mata ito mba kumkwe ningaenya kumota poteke kulikoshi
pia
kutiko kunege sito kufa mumega ya munango vamwe natango to duruku kufa mosha
yeah
ashike o shashafi mano ya siku chakala usiku cha uveyeji na wafika mapeni kala ushapa wanja nande walongi usilonga ngo shashapuka ilonga ima ilongwe ke pa mistake ngashinga ndi aseta siku cha uko ove kusho nuo mosho wana
yeah.
Yeah.
Taicha pwalo kwa shiripaleka ila kucha shani ya wayomu okuna anaune wakala telefon tuwele la okulongi la kumwene social worker ditazi trainga ku ningashiki oma zila zilo makaita zila zila nawa yeah. Ovula ngrini meyo monjila
yeah.
Ok natango jisaya manga tuliopo otwala na utulongile kucha efiku lilipi ilo naini ilo kwa nime fimbolifike penyeshua kalamu waitavila lila kucha henu ondaninge pukoshili ondainda handuka ndetokolo inda kufakishi etokololo monjira pamopishinashme kwa idulu kuninga popeha kwa ilo ukufombele ndani tono ungaha efiku olo efiku onaini nano shimoshe kuanga monti mwe kucha wele ulikana no nove mwenene pima unwepuko
epuko olo vene una epuko ondeli mwona No family and the people should die, which are Josiah Oengo, she did along with him.
Yeah.
The foundation money, which okay, she mashi, Dalonga, the Chapuka, the Nani Nandishi Minga, Pialo, she look on job.
Mhm.
I sent the Simon.
Hm.
Yeah, Sashi, she chaneng, no, Captain Anna, Sashi, the Ramana, which are Captain Anna, Shima, she no Kuenu, but Unini.
Hm.
The Ponga and go. Keno finale lande o maenu kilo poike no buka
mhm
ayo ni natango shindeke shimona la shondaga kalango andi tadinga ngo munya ekoro kala madirimu
mhm
mo ndaga mana uje ke ya ay ke shimwa hibu ngo kuenu kwa
kala
kushienu kana sho
Yeah.
Oh. Enge mbatala tika la pongo shiri, natango meko, mama ika la mongo to siye pesha la nando nga shingo nga oku pena, nando spere yi, nyenge to muvi nga nga oku, to ingo.
Mm-hmm.
Nge shimu asika kalene sha fino na.
Mm-hmm.
Asike, nge puko nderi mona ngo, nderi mona ngo uja, nge, oku hiru.
Mm-hmm.
Alo itandi druku enduru lali.
Ito druku enduru lali.
Yeah.
Opena vale vamwasha keneka mo correctional facility vaninga na oshikumonga sho kwai waninga
ini moi yapunai
mhm
yapunai shine only to duruna na kuchosho shashi kwali pondishi
yeah
mara kama kolongenge ngo isto lingo nenga kele mango yudite ini meimoshe ka ende ngao yapu nena ishiria yete ninge genga shingao
uchandi tine eshi ne kwa lino venga one waya mwane mo kreshina fasili jomo ngao eshi nguha ngala nala kwenye ngo tampo pingwe story no sho no sho uwasha kene kama unkwene umwe awila na mo mepu konga story popi ilomo mistika na yonga Wipops and Gashinana Ave.
I am a very little.
Mhm.
Very little, not a blue witch, and all she might have been a poker one day. Captain, if you could not indicate you for the chassis, it shall allow you to live up for that. I don't know, you don't get out on what you don't.
Yeah. Mangana tangu ngo tuliopo, ondaha ngo natangwa ningila mwefindele mwakucha. Anona na enye topoponano operational facility, omu ngone mezuro ngalongo na omomu lingono, omomu nje dilomo. Ototi ngenge uli mwona na onele nana ya changa heli piano.
Onele, ezuro ngalolo zini kashi yoshima shuwa na. Kahi onele nyaka iwaka tulipa ume halo tulipa ume ya esha la onele yovine kaiwa
ya
asike esha onele yeshiwa unani okwilongela kosha kuyo Opege wa uetifo le vali osho kwali wa uetapo.
Mm-hmm.
Ove na tango wengi na totimu. Jamu na tango wilo nga mosha. Mm-hmm. Uye upukule lali vakwe ni adhi na venda mo.
Mm-hmm.
Ya ike ndi monande nante.
Okay.
Osho ike ndi wete shaka.
Mm-hmm.
Tashitumbo shashi. Gengi wa monande. Todimu nde na tango tishu ninenga kwe di kwa liuri.
Mm-hmm.
Ae kuna pata higa.
Okay. Peta mekopinga pota kucha oven na nesho wakala na kukoreshina facility wakala kona na wei wapo wa edulonlongo donesho wakala odongole la hela wakala mwilo kwa wakufilu wako
amruenda tu edula digyo 15
kwa hapo longo na nana
dani ingimo 10 years
oho
yeah
okay what was your biggest lesson you learned during your time in correctional services like eshingoni wakala mongo mbelo wilo shike nana shakula shidule shikpa o wilo ngamo nana ifimbolo uli nana mo facility omo
shotete ondakala oku ondakala ndi ndakala mwenengo kwa family
yeah
noko shiwanu ni nenga shi generation yangu ni nishinanga wao,
mm-hmm.
Kucha If you remember Roma Massif, and Jomba, Unene, Mungashinga, no Mum, Ninokukala, and the Popinu Nona,
yeah,
and the Popinu Nona, Kepuwe, the local Nashima Tashinimba, as in the Mona Puchamboli, Yenge Koka, no Puja Kameko, Penina, got to Purana,
yeah.
Atala kani ngini maima ya kukwa. Opi nandia langana kuya pune ne mule wa shwa. Ashipyo ndishima ni yukwa mime.
Iya, iya.
Kuma tilo wa tilo wa ngeme na ani. Ya no mwashiwana ni nginungao. Chango nuwe tengoda ni kwa shima ya puka.
Iya.
Mpukuleke na wande. Ne ngengu wete natango kuchina ala kwa shito mpukulula. No mwefe ikengaoka. Kongangwali wa weimwe
onu
mkiburu kufika kwa hali kee shove kuchamani nomba unyandama na kuta ningoshimu ndoshima washoko mesho kashi linandena wakaweteko ini mopo ika ijoko aikae pe ningako mesho ya ninga ya kula ala efe wakuja petame kweteko ya
Okay, while we are still there, I want you to tell the audience on how did you feel on the day of your release? You stepping back from the correctional facility into your freedom after so many years, which is 10 years, right, in incarcerated. Eshingwani wakala mwanga wangwane mo e duladziri onlongo. Motu o efikungolo elo tete na ana eshuwa mangulu kamo nana. O wali nana udidenge ipi. Eshuwa mwane mangulu kolo e, eshuwa lukila keumbu. Osha ishi kudijifile na anangailipi.
Nesi kwa kwali ndelipanduru nini.
Iya.
Nya kwali liwa kwa ndelitombiri nai. Chashi. Ndelitombiri chashi keshe umwe. Uzenemo family. Oyo ya kale geta ikonjifa. Chashi fikulange kwa ino kutito la zami sila.
Iya.
Mutuno na masukungo muteri avari. Dena wapu wakala veshi kuchani pichi.
Iya.
Don Emo, the other day, to watch it, and then no, yeah, no, get
here.
Yet I still, oh, she has interrupted on you, which I know, oh, she was a family and a tail lange, all in it. Now, Tumblang, we came now, a little. Yeah. What a panel, a color, polity, no, I stay, shall we, Pam, on Dale, which I'm going to own Nando, no, family, no, Mesuronga. Shafi mana okukala ho ofiki puyo ninge o conducta ngona yo pangoti.
Yeah.
Ofo kombinga ni family nga onga. Opeke onu na itakara ene nkumo.
Yeah.
Nokukala eko kule nini mai munyameni. Shasho kuhiku chao kunu mbada unyakucha ni familia angenda ninge nando shimashi familia angenda te shudu. Nyo ike yifiko ilipo aminga. Ma angengo kwa kareli kukule no family. Ashike tonu na ya kaka lengo afi ele fakashona
yeah.
Awa pongo kashona kivingapa ya angao yeah.
So this now beautiful audience on board, this just brought aspect to when you have to reflect on the last session that we had, whereby we touched on how families can also contribute to these people's journey, these people's life. If a family has to be there and they are very supportive, then it's like they are helping this person to change, to be a better person, not just for himself. He'll be like, no, my family has been here. My family really wanted the best for me. My family understands me. And if I have to do any other thing that is really bad, how will they feel? At the end of the day, they are the one that is supporting me. They are the one that are coming through for me. Why can't I also come in for them? Like, you know, Shwamba, there is this word that says, if people are trying to lift you up, why would you let them down? Why can't you also jump for, so that at the end of the day, you are jumping on the same pace, right? So, on the ex-convict diaries, we told you that we are in the studio with Josiah Paulus, who is an ex-convict. He is here sharing his journey with us. ever since day one, day one of his conviction and where he is standing right now, the challenges that he faced during incarceration, his excitement to be free, to be back home, and how his family really welcomed him. And we can truly see that, Josiah has a support system. He really have a support system, and his family is his support system. You can literally tell that just ever since him coming in the studio, he's just thinking about his family. My family has been there. My family has been calling, when are you coming home? We want to welcome you. We are excited. We want to start this journey with you. We have been there. We want you to be back home, you know? And that is when, I mean, I'm still pressing the button of families. If we are to support people, if we are to support our loved ones, then believe me, you are playing a role that you will never regret in your life. Because at the end of the day, you are one of the contributing factors to what they do, how they do, how they think, how they feel about things and whatnot. It's like you are the driving force for their conviction, for them to change, for their behavior, and anything regarding that. So, Josiah, we want you to share with us utolongo ngokucha ndisho acho familia yone yakangone fimba inongodzi moku kutambulako moku kukalangona ve uno wete kuchotave kuyambidi dalela mbela nane shimo lokilane ke umbo ponkundango no po no kaume ngona vabo bza kucho ayo kaume akaleke vala ukala penge ngona atuchapula atushi matashende nawa ndeshange ngu juwe yavo tafaduka po mbela shina nawa lokila ke umbo oshiwa nangone oshosho echo ponzi ngono kono kaume kwembela ovikutambula kona nanga elipi ongalo yakana na ilingi pingone shiwa loka ngone nga o ini mani nga ngone ipe nosho nosho
aye new page ya o tashiti kesi umo kwa kwa fele ke na wali kukule na kwa kwa fela
ya
asike ni o osho ozo ponga opo ame ni ndapandula kesi vafa
ya
asike konti monti no karandi kucha amelie die danja peni
ya
ndaskama peni nduka peni ngao tashiti taise Eta mekonelangela apa ne pito sinda jamone nge nandikongi ronga. Andi pandulege mango sister ngeita isapota nge mango.
Yeah.
Ashkandi milonga hiyo pei. Mhm. Alanti va tirengo sister nengo yongo inokande shefaka shona. Mhm. So yo teisa potanye nengo ame mala ame ndala ngona mingani na shange.
Yeah.
Ea, washinda pumbu ame kwa ame oponji ndifika mene kwa ame manishashi o nandi chega mowe dinga be professional la shashi ngenga ndi studying nga level 2 ilonga imandi longo wa puita dru pilonga
pia
kasho nda ndino eshi voli ya pule tadanga kuna no
mhm
doku fikira
mhm
ya so esha kwa tani ngeno pondi fika me po ninge itu saika ikandi
mhm
Yeah.
Ta shiti paife utonda teto tala tuku da kucha mo eshi ne waningo kosa ayo welding mo kunya kwa collection facility oko no mono level 1 ilo
ai
ilo apo apo kwanza apo yasha
eshi volango ndina in ya shi forma nda ka dega eshi volango ndina itali duruli mo level 1 ka La nuki fanga ko level 2.
Oho, techo to ningo level 2 ne.
Yeah.
De ashiko vona na ne shivo experience awati walongea dola deli na nomo kuhikila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay for what in oshke onseyo una nare pay for apumbu eke ne ilongi for ne. Ilongi for ipumba ne utameko ngeshefa yo vemwene ilongi ipi.
Amba ilo ngifonde ipumba nitameko onge shefa memani ya
mhm
ilo nandingino ndateo ilonga ha
iya
andilo ngifu ilo ngifu ya memani
mhm
asingasha pandiri opena ngeno nandi durunda njitoe nandi ilonga
mhm
maa kape ni ilo ngifu ha
Tashiti ilonga inashano kuhikila oilina na ilipo Ndesha shove kuna shi ilongifo otoduluku longifa Ngenge ne tohikile itoduluku ya kome shi toduluku ningasha
Itoduluku ningasha
Ilongifo ike paifo wapu
Ya yeah.
Mhm Mhm Okay O nana o shoshingo shoma shongo nana ulipaife toshakene ke paife
Ya yeah, olo nene shongo nene la kwata shivola ngumina
mhm
ya
mhm oshima shishina shano onoshike no odulunge no nande kulipima pamwe wamana po nande omito ilonga ono takutu ndi okwala nande kule kukute
aye kukuti nandi kumona
no kongi ilonga shana tango
Ah.
Mhm. Techo wala kukala uno. Iya.
Iya. Kucheiko ndala ngene ndikandi na ngo shange no andirongo una andito ironga.
Mhm.
Andirongo ngeno. Ya mara ironga ngeno ngengo ndei pewa ngashi okufuga keshe ngopa mwe andi druku ya ngengo pena na ndirongi.
Iya.
Maro kuchama ngashi ndashakeneka pese.
Mhm.
Ah nuva pu okwara kukupuyironga mara keni irongi foga
mhm
ya moleke shivolo eri una irwa monangwe chandi ningi
mhm
chashinga si tenango umweli pongo apa ndi andi kongona ndi nashana ndo shateka mumbo andi andike shironga
mhm
ilo nandenge no eshina ngona ndo sister angela teka andi kaka tindango andi andike karonga so nandenge no utonga iri po numba ya teka madruku chane opani druku kuronga po kufika po
yeah
So, oh, tolu kupika po, atukakonga na ndeshina nguwa pape mishina, na ono taka kuta alishina rinya, yote alitafutu ngeno hote.
Mala, ngeno kwa unoma shina yove, mwene ngeno ilongo te yeko mesho, nukuli ngeno ito, toka ake tonyanga dala nao.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, ya shingashia, numo nkunda yetu, adime ngoza, tika nende shitenda ngozo, gira nende nga, shangosho numbai, nga hingo diapunda fixa, atukakongo ma e-generator, kune generator, andika andiko, andika fikira.
Mm-hmm.
So then atafuto ali osengesa kunya atafuto sengesa yani
yeah
ngawe no kwa injili po ndafika mapo kwa ndina nando generator yange
mhm
sengesa ise ngenongo ayirike na itandito pora
mhm Secho po ala nana kuningila mwefindile makucha ove nande nana wali nana uli mo shike mungu shonga o sho wali nana ko correctional facility wajako nana ucho wamona nana mito ngashiva kweni nana havaka vakalamu de toka to ina nana mo training amonga o toka nana hokwa fela pato druku kwa fela de natangwe shuwa lokila mo shuana ouna ohokwe natango kutikila nyilonga esha sho uneshi vola wana de omuleko o challenge nya kuchakuna sana na yikwa ni pangifo ya wananga sho mashina o ukato longu ilonga we ndengengo we mono to dulu kupikila nao
nao nao ne
iya mangane tu lopona tango ndisho o nupsaka dine we o ngao ve wala kuya komesho openo shikando shimwe ndiwache waneka mane shimwe didiri ne paifa omune mo washine wa mangulukane walu kila no moshwana opena washa kene kile ndokulo note ku ndaula te kulo malaka shina sana sho kwali waninga ilo note ku provoking ngo te kushindingo alango e kushonge ngo uno opena shima shimena ndo kushiringa wali welishake weshake nega
ay o kole ke simbali shona ina nishake mekasha shanyika ngino hapindi kwa meninge ndeshetero ga
iya
ya shashi ndiri kokule no hokashona nima ya hairinga
pefu ikale ya kokule
ndiri kokule lela
mhm mbele shashi oshi keshi se ukale ya kokule ni nima ya paife o iho no malo du o wakuli fapo kuno malo du ilo mbela ove mwene nana oshike nana shawa mwana kucha no man yeshi nana kuenda ame pukolinya disho kwa liye handu ndi handolo letwa kwa shina shushu shakani ifaye nga oso kwingo tu ipo malo dopo wamona kucho malo dopo kwa lupsaka jinde tomefa ilo o ngatu ilipina na wakufopo wika leke kukule nini macha ngao oyo wamone puko
ongashi wendi kucha ame mwana njolo kuli popla kukucha kwa shiri monti mawange
iya
mwishu wambu mwishu chakucha ngenge wa mwana ndi owa wili o tiro kulonda
iya
so ashipipa ife ongashi wato mwucho marodu ondiriko kule na wahiri ya itandicho marodu wa eta e problem maro kukucha inimi ya pa eto e problem maro kukucha eshi kwa li chekwe tifana lenge ngo wawire unoko tiro yu kulonda
iya mwanzi ngo walondelo ito ulonda liyonga ho
ya ngengo waka nene nata ngo unoko tiro yu kucha paisi nanda ndende mokuti unoko hata koneka ya tachio inima lela basi wandiri ondiriko kule tachitimi inima yo oyo paisi ngole ya nika e konflikt ngo doku janandi ngino ngashi ngo pe bapu nga ondiriko kule nai ya
Okay. Paifa ntoto hala ngona tango esa ya ulombwele ova pulikini kucha. Dishi paifa obafo o mache ne duranga pitu?
Ami. Amo ndine kwa 36a.
Ono 36a?
Yeah.
Eshi kwa liwa ya mo korishi na fasito kwa une duranga pitu?
Eshi kwa inda ya mo okwendi na 30... Okwendi na 20...
26?
26.
Iya. Paifa olitala nenge nongoma chene dulo milongo natu na hamano. Ndeto itale na ngoma chikuwa ene dulo milongo natu. O milongo mbaina hamano. Mbelo shiki osho ove paife ponga tuopo ulito dulu kulomgela. E yanga yu. Ove neshi kwa lu nangene dulo milongo mbaina hamano. Ngashi paife ngawa ulipo wapuikina. Kompuikini ene dulo milongo mbaina hamano. Ene dulo longo nongo. Ene dulo longo nanano. Kadulu nana nae kuyanga nana. Eli nana mu kwa chana nanga shovi walipo manga ole dulo milongo ngomba ina hamano bela vetu mala kalola shike nana
etu mala galange mo yange lehi na monga o
nihe
te narigale gala simaneka akurumu
iya
kujige mumbo kujige mumbo na bakale gala simaneka akurumu mwone tabakala deshiku cha takoto kere natango eferente
iya
Edi ngodiwa. Na didi. Kwenye kwawe diko topia. Ya, unine ngeno ngasho ke skola ko.
Ya.
Na kare natango bako topia. E, serende ngwe didiwa na didi. Nesima nengwe la akurun.
Ya.
Tokara unu mbota kara natango eshi kuche. Okwa japin. Nola ndula na nana ini mayo ya wa. Yonne ikewe nganga po voto. Totulamu. Ototitulamu.
Ya.
ma kumbara o kushiko ka kushiko jo ono kwate kurwangi este ini maya popa ida japonga masha kene kengo me kasoma ngao me lo kasoma ngao
yeah
malo no kweshi nana kucha kumbo la ko nyo kwa changa ipi kuno te kuringe ipi to to puki fwa nai
yeah. Na
kareba kutoka kesi manego ngu te kuo kumbo ngo na ukarebu
yeah. Okay, mangana tango tulopo ondi shiku cho unana anoko umekwe wali vashake nekana na mo correctional facility omo wali na bamwe na tango ngone mweki yanga ngone mwashake na heshima heshinga wa manguruka ne walu kila tango mwashwana opena na na vakwe ni vamwe ka vino madzila dzilonga ashovu yenga ho ove wimone puko kweli pukulula nde tokala to nana tamono kucha tomati wapukile utilo kutilo kuti wange ipi ove wa wile watira kulonda ndishi owi welu likonwa ve mwende pinunge puko tamono kucha kujangone nali amesa ya paulusa ngina tu valifiku ndini ngono mbaka lungange kwa fenge oteko mbela opena no tango vakwenyovo eshine vali veli mwendi shina mola no mambi donga shokuta yola pone ka ko ke family davo nosho nosho pefe nesha lukilamu opafana tango ina velukwa komunyonga he afana tango ina tambula kona na epukola olwala ningande nduka kumba ndi eshine nge mama ngulukane mwinyawa nifapo ngone dula dao doko alia pewa esha lukilamu okafana tango kuditeko na nalela kuchahano amengonga hambela na ndi tambule kwa amemwene nde ongala mwenye ange handi pale vali handi pale lonjila ya ela oponana oma pokuwa esho nda inda ninganana ndimuki feko kule na amekwi manganove na na uli na na mwenjila yo o na amehidulu kwa shipa kucha hae ngege sawa tako kolo langa hasha ela kuchukwa kufonga tui wa shapo vako nyoboto valombwele na nangayalipi chashina tamo nishiku cha mangaveli hapa ovena kukasha kena nishiku mashongo mahapu mashongo pota hea tamea na vakaya na naveli loinki dange ipi na vilo ingi na vilo ingi zilengaye lipi na vakaleva ningange ipi vila mwitale vapukululi tale
ae ngengo weki yanga uli mo shike mo utaka julinga wange no uli gashimezulo ngalo monga o tokala mundo family kaikuwe tina wa mala no hoita shiva nana familia ishe nana ikutonda ishe kavaliga nda opa mu pe nangwe asha eshi gwa pumbwa
yeah. Kobe
mangaike ulimi de to mono kucha o familia vai kuri kokore kambada lege ngeno onge oyo unenge no uli men no jam kambada lege mangi no jam ukale jo watulapo ombiri meuta fanoli ya radio ya singengo akalo mio itahishi manana wa familia ya ita iku kupreshika ya itahishi wa familia ya iku kupreshika una kukalango ho ninge kwa tafano tenya na tenya ningenge wa mono kucha wa familia ya fai ina iku pumbwa na wa omun kongeiko we imu nyo moma zonga la mundi hishi kucha omuna mkaturuwe kupukuru
yeah
muna anu nukona tango aduru yeku kufeko noho onga iko unu ngengo torumbatana ya shaponge ngengo ni torumbatana ngengi torumbatana wa something else shili lengo ni vali
ya hai mangane pafika pia hulilo hapa mbela oichawe ya shike ya huwani nane kulongwe langova puikini
shima wali ndala kuweda po kondinge ke ame tena ovo uli mo studio monga o ndareke kushiringa ngone na apuikini
yeah
na tango na vango ni veru mazo nga kucha na tukale atukufa ko atulandula ngo atupikine ngo radio
yeah
ke social media ngo kwa atulandula ngo ini maingo iwa ingo te tutungu sati kufa aminga chamo pondi mo namba wali kemo studio
yeah
de kupikine ke topu yeah ndi shinde kupikina topu kana mono kucha ni eso shima shimwe shiwa ndo ni logo shilandula ngata yeah ngashingon de shinde shilandula ndi kolandula ndi kumona
yeah
ndi to mono kucha yes washona na shiri
Yes, I can hear you now. It's like there is no life after December, right? You are just there. You are just there. Hold on, Gabriel. An ex-convict who served for 10 years in Correctional Facility, and he shared his journey, or his incarceration journey, how he entered the Correctional Facility, the crime that he was convicted for, the challenge and all the struggles while he was there. And it was not also just by the challenges, also just the biggest lessons that he has learned when he was there, people that he has encountered with, and he also emphasize and praise his family as it has been, the family has been the support system. It was not just him alone. It was the family that has been really, really uplifting his spirit of accepting his mistake. Him has to do better, because after all, they regarded that as a mistake that can be corrected, but that person has to be ready. And I've also shared with you from the beginning that I'm also in the studio with Mr. Gabriel Mandume, a social justice advocate, and we are going to discuss a lot of things that concern crimes, concern justice in our society, and all of that. So while we are still here, we remember we are in the studio with Mr. Gabriel right now. And Mr. Gabriel, while we are still at the beginning, we would want you to briefly introduce yourself to the audience, and like, who are we speaking to? Who are we having in the studio?
Okay, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, and my name is Mandume Gabriel, and I'm one of the social justice advocates in Namibia. And with a background of criminal justice studies from the Nigeria University of Science and Technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in society for such a long time, with working together with the young people, old people, and very, very small children. And I encountered many differences that I worked with, and many problems and issues.
Interesting.
Regarding the social and also other things.
Interesting.
So in short, I'm just one of the social justice youth advocates in Namibia.
Interesting. Mr. Gabriel, we are on the Ex-Convict Diary program show right now, radio show right now, and you coming from the social, you being a social justice youth advocate, we want you to tell us, why is it supporting the ex-convict after release essential for building a safer and fair community?
Supporting ex-convict after release it's a very important thing because it reduces reoffending and it makes the safety and promote the fairness of the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
So when the returning citizens are supported with skills, are supported with employment, are supported with counseling, and supporting the acceptance back to the community, so they can review their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I would say without support, many feel hopeless, and the return to crime is a survival strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So going back in terms of a legal perspective, Article 8 of the Namibian Constitution protects the human dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And once a person has completed their sentence, society must treat them as a full human being again.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Article 8 says that the human dignity should be protected and shall be inviolable.
Mm-hmm.
It means whether you're ex-convict or not, should be respected. And in addition to that, Article 10 guarantees equality before the law. meaning ex-convict offenders should not face unfair discrimination in when they come back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back to the correctional services, correctional services is Act 9 of 2012. If I'm not mistaken, there's Section 3, which says that the goal of correctional in Namibia is state custody, rehabilitation, and reintegration.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say supporting ex-convicts is not just a kind act, as many people say. It's a legal and constitutional obligation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I always tell people in the community that if we continue punishing a person or even after they serve their sentence, we are not improving safety, but we are just creating more crimes.
So that will depend on us, how we respond to them when they are back, how we because there are people who are just there to provoke someone, to provoke somebody's spirit. You know, this person just got released. And all of a sudden, you have to make sure that they are your target, they are your victim of, it can be bullying, it can be, you know, you just want to provoke someone. So it, you mean, so you want to tell us that we have to play a role. We have to play a role towards it, toward the betterment of the ex-convicts when they are back in the society.
Yes, yes, we need to play a role as Namibian citizens.
All right. Okay. Mr. Gabriel, while we are still there, we want you to I want you to share with the audience there are some of the biggest systematic barriers ex-convicts face when they are trying to rebuild their lives. Because, you know, imagine when you have been away for so long, away from home, away from your community, just like how Mr. Jessa said it earlier, like he has been incarcerated for 10 years, right? And even that he had the family at heart, the family that has been truly coming through and supporting him. Okay, maybe coming from you as a social justice youth advocate, what would you say regarding the systematic barriers that ex-convicts like Mr. Paulus and others would be faced or would face when they are trying to rebuild their lives back in the society?
In Namibia, I would say ex-convicts face many, many systemic barriers that reintegration difficult for them. I would say there's employment discrimination. When somebody is arrested from the correctional services. So even though Article 21, subsection 1J of the Namibian Constitution protects their right to work, many employees refuse to hire people with criminal records. So you find some employers are even asking for police clearance, so, which becomes a barrier to them. Without work, people cannot rebuild their life back in the community.
So let me just hold you there. So meaning that is a challenge because there is a vacant position, right? And an employer is looking for a police clearance. But this person is experienced. The person has the experience. The person has the qualification to say. But because of the criminal record, this person is being held down. Or what are you trying to please emphasize there?
Not all ex-convicts that goes to the correctional services doesn't have qualification or doesn't have skills. When people go there, some out with skills or some went there with skills already. And if the person meets the requirement, it's advisable to take the test. But the barrier comes here that many employers refuse to hire people with criminal records because many veterans, people will ask for police clearance. And if you get a police clearance with a record that you were convicted, many employers will not take you, which becomes a barrier to the ex-convict. And then the problem is that when we thought to work as a person in Namibia, like in the current state now, if you don't have work, the person, an ex-convict, who spent maybe 2 years or 3 years in prison or in the correctional services, or will not rebuild their lives because they spend their time there and then they not work. But they have to work because they want to rebuild their lives, but the problem becomes the employment discrimination.
Is there any other?
The other thing I would say is there's a family rejection back in the community. We have what we call reconciliation when it comes to a criminal justice perspective. Reconciliation is a state where people come together to say, yes, I have done wrong, and I'm ready to come back to the community. I'm a changed person. But when you see many times that I encounter with the ex-convicts in society, especially when you see in a place like Otavi or Mahake and part of Kabanga, many offenders are reported being rejected by family. And without a place to stay, they end up homeless. And when you end up homeless, again, when you go back to the legal perspective, this goes against Article 21, which promotes the rehabilitation and social development of this country. So, it's also this thing of stigma and social exclusion. So when you go back, our own categories, and Megulus, they are cultural beliefs. So sometimes they treat ex-offenders as a lost cause. So treating them as a lost cause, in my point of view, that's most of the thing that violates the spirit of Ubuntu as Africans. It's also promoted in the Namibia restorative justice programs that are carried out. And the other thing is that there is a lack of mental health support in Namibia. There was a recently published policy, which I think I'm not mistaken, it was between 2019 and 2024. And when I read through that, it highlighted that the need for a community-based mental health service. But the problem is that the implementation is very, 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 very slow. So I would say the barriers outside the correctional services are sometimes bigger than the ones that are inside the bar.
All right. Mr. Gabriel, in your advocacy of work, right, what misconceptions about ex-convicts do you encounter most often?
I mean, there are many misconceptions that I encounter when working back in the community. You will find many young people and old people having misconceptions, but outside, they don't even understand it. Some people say, once a criminal is always a criminal, which is a false statement. So the correctional service is built on rehabilitation because people can change. There's always a second chance in life.
There's always a second chance.
And there are also people, they say, no, I was working on the project two months ago. And I get many comments from people that know the ex-offenders are lazy. So most of ex-offenders I've worked with or I've helped with, they want to work, but they are less of opportunity. The two in the queue for a job like anyone else. And there will be people are coming to you, oh, there are many people that are like, oh, only dangerous people go to prison. No, it's not true. But many inmates or many offenders that went to prison, you know that they are very dangerous. Some of them went there for just 30 steps or maybe unpaid fees. And then labeling a person a dangerous person is something in my point of view, like a person banana pen. And I would say, you find people saying also, there were many comments when I was helping ex-convicts. So they would say, no, Gabriel, when you're helping the ex-convicts, you're encouraging crimes in Manila. Like, look, when I'm doing this, I've read and I went through. And I even went through, there was an international research and local study which was carried by the national, by the Namibia Correctional Services.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows that the support that we give to ex-convicts,
mm-hmm.
it will reduce 60% of reoffending in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I would say the real misconception, believing punishment alone creates safety, but in the point of view, rehabilitation creates safety in our community. Yes.
So there you mentioned that the support that we give to the ex-convicts will determine the percentage of reoffending, right? Because you said 60, if we are to support the ex-convicts, right, 60% of them, they will not be able to reoffend, right? Because if we have to create opportunities for them, then they will not find a gap. There will be no a gap. There will be no a reason to step back, to go back to their old ways of doing things and whatnot. So, remember, we have ex-convicts who are educated, right? Who have qualifications. But because of the issue of criminal record that the employer always asks and whatnot, it's always a challenge. Do you have any advice of what other things could be? They can venture on to make a living, or what you would say regarding that? Because you find someone, they are talented, they have a talent, right? They have the knowledge and skill, but the only challenge is to implement, to take those business proposals into work, them to go out there, man, and make a living. You know, there's a lot of opportunities. People, one would say, no, I just want to start a small business. No, I just want to do ABCD. No, I want to volunteer away. What would you say regarding them stepping away from that and just...
When you choose UNAM,
you get credible accreditations.
You get internationally recognized qualifications.
You get a university with a growing reputation.
When you choose UNAM,
you get a head start on local jobs.
You become connected in a growing Namibia.
You stay in the best country in the world.
Because you already know you love it here.
Open your mind to UNAM.
And UNAM will open the world to you.
UNAM is your university, Namibia.
Because the you in UNAM is you.
Regarding them stepping away from that and just try to make something for them, just try to make a living.
Yeah, we know how the economy is already in our country.
I will
in college, because when you go to begging the correctional facilities, there are many programs tailored for the ex-convicts to improve their skills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you find many ex-convicts, where they come back to the society, they are still, because there is well-being, there is what many things for like that, constructions and everything. So, I would say them coming back to the community to start small business can help them, as well as to, let me say, there was this year a fund which was allocated. So, and when we say we help 2-3 ex-convicts to get that fund to start a small business of capital and January. So those are the things that they can navigate through to come up with a small for them to rebuild their life. Yes.
All right. Mr. Gabriel, while we are still there, maybe would you share with us on how communities can play an active role in reducing stigma and promoting second chances? How can a community come in? Because, you know, in most cases, you find someone, upon their release, they are ready. Like, they are ready. They would want to come back in the society, they'll come back in the community. Like, no, really, I just want to change my ways. I really want to work on myself. I'm going there, and it will be a new me. because I knew the step that I took, the decision that I took, it was not a good one. Because that is what landed me in the correctional facility, right? But the fact that I went through rehabilitation, the rehab did so well on me. And even the correctional facility officers knew that, oh, this person should be freed because it's like they are ready to be in the society again, right? They have hope to start a new life. They have a hope to be here. But believe me, as soon as the person just come back in the society, challenges will come. From challenges can come from family itself, coming from friends, you know, you just trying to, now it's like you are fighting two battles. It's you that want to work on yourself and you are not seeing the light anymore because no one is lighting your candle, I mean your candle. And then there is this battle of people that you have hope on that they'll come in through for you, they will support you, they would want to see you doing better and whatnot, and it's like there is a neglection there. Now you are just there in dilemma. You just don't know what to do. You just, and most of the times is this kind of a situation that led the, I mean, lead the ex-convicts to get involved in other criminal activities, and later on you'll be hearing the person is back to the correctional facility again. So now you, as a social justice youth advocate regarding this matter, maybe what do you think communities can play a major role, an active role in reducing stigma and promoting second chances, just uplifting this person's spirits to know that there is power in second chances. You can still do better. That will be a new you. What would you say regarding that matter?
When I was launching such project, there were many criticism from the community saying we are helping the ex-convict, things like that. So, I will reference with the, it was a song which was said by Shitana that I always used to tell the people that says, it's a sense in Maswamba that says, So the use of a respectful language is the best. So instead of labeling the people ex-criminals, it means we say ex-COVID, former inmate, returning citizen, or just simply community member. And I'll say the community needs to provide skills and training, as well as just some small job opportunities to the ex-convict. Even just like gardening, construction or security work can help a person to regain the dignity and rebuild his or her own life. And then most of the important thing is that they support reintegration from non-governmental organizations. So those are some of the groups that assist with counseling and basic needs for the ex-cons. It's very, very, very helpful. And there is a program that is also run by the Ministry of Justice, which is the participation of restorative justice meetings, which is always offered by courts. So I'm also encouraging the community-based restorative justice, especially the young people and young offenders to go and attend such important meetings. And the welcoming back, let us welcome people back in community from the correctional facility. We should just call gathering and welcome people. This is a simple act prevention of isolation. Because most people in the exam, they feel isolated. They feel isolated. When they feel isolated, it's not good for them being isolated. It will risk for them to go and reopen the current setting. So, as coming back to them or coming together with them and having meetings and some things, it will help. So, I would say approach which is in line with the national policy, because there are community which is run by the community correctional. It's a part of the community involvement. So community involvement is the one that helps convicts to rebuild their life back to the way it was.
Mm.
So that's the best thing. Mm-hmm. First important thing that the committee needs to do for them to help to reduce the stigma back or to promote the second chance for the ex convicts back in the community.
Mm. All right. Mr. Gabriel, you have spoken of what is this? Like there should be some opportunities that maybe need to be provided to be created for the ex-convicts, all right? At least something that need to keep them busy. Because remember, this person, I don't want to say they are vulnerable, right? But I would still say they are vulnerable. It's like they need support from somewhere. A system from somewhere should support them, right? To be better people, to come out of their shell, to overcome stigma, to work on their emotional intelligence on how to handle every challenge that they are facing, to stand still on their feet, you know, just to fight all the battles. Because remember, you have a life to live, but this life is surrounded by challenges. You encounter a lot of challenges, right? And unemployment is one of the major contribution factor to crimes. We have alcohol, we have, what else do we have?
Peer pressure.
Yeah, peer pressure. You just want to get involved on what your friend do. You just want to get high, but you don't know the consequences of being high, the consequences of you drinking alcohol and using drugs, the consequences of you being in clubs 24/7, and you know, all of those things. And now that you are back here, now that these people, they are back here, and you know, us, we are on a mission, right? Reducing crimes, reducing reoffending, recidivism, right? We don't want them to, okay, the person went through rehabilitation. The person went through reintegration. It's like the person was polished. It's like somebody opened their eyes and say, like, look, this is what you did, and what you did, it is not right, because this is what led you here. And now that you are here, now that you have landed here, right, you have to correct this mistake. Because remember, if only you were emotionally intelligent enough, you wouldn't do A, B, C, D, E. Only if you could have thought of a better decision, you'd have done A, B, C, D, E, but not this and that and that and that, right? And the fact that they know exactly, is this me? Did I really land it there? But how did I do it? What will be your words? What will be said regarding peer pressure as a contributing factor to crimes, bad friends, indiscipline, alcohol and drug abuse? You know, what would you say, especially to the youth? Youth, they are so involved in so many things. And these people that they are involved in too, they are the ones that led them to get involved into criminal activities. It's not like that is what they want, right? It's not like that is exactly what they want. But those are forced situations, right? What would you say regarding that?
Maybe you know, most of the important thing that causes crimes in Namibia, I would say, 50% is peer pressure in young people now. So young people want to live a life that, just let me say, a fake life. So that's the thing that young people need to improve on. So they need to work hard, especially in the time of facing festive season. So let the young people be the way they have been throughout the year. So that's the most important thing. And the peer pressure is the one that leads to them. Alcohol, child abuse, because just so people are going out because it's December, I also want to go out. Mm. And then when you go out, it's that peer pressure because you don't drink and other people are, they say they are drinking and they are smoking, you want to smoke because you will be labeled as a coward.
Mm.
So those are the things that as young people that we need to work on it. So stay focused.
Mm.
Stay focused. We need to stay focused.
Mm.
So there is still life after the 50th season. And I'm always encouraging them that make sure that all the decisions that you are making this December will not affect or will not cause you regret by next year.
Mm.
Because you will be regretting that. Why did I leave it? So it's like, December, now I'm in debt, now I'm in what, because of just festive season. So let them stay focused, let them join non-governmental organizations. So those are the activities that offer the non-governmental organizations. They keep young people very busy. And I'm very impressed because this year, let me tell myself, I met over 2,600 young people, just new young people.
Mm.
And with all those young people that I sat with them to just to the table to say, have a conversation, there are young people saying that, no, there's a need that we need to improve. And the government also need to improve on maybe funding non-governmental organizations to continue doing useful activities to keep the young people busy, for us to reduce crime, for us to reduce, because you know young people now are committing suicide, so suicide and crime. So those are the things that the government also need to be involved. What we need to be involved with that to fund more where they can a program tailored for young people, for them to keep them busy, to keep them away from such peer pressure and things that will lead them to do.
So, Mr. Gabriel, you're trying to tell us that December is not a problem, the youth are the problem, right? Because I've also seen it, and I love how you brought it on board just right on time, because we are still, right now we're on December, right? And a lot of people, they see December as a month of having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's too extra to a point whereby you are supposed to control it. But the way how you plan it, it's not what? It's like you are not doing yourself a favor. Most of the times we become victims of things that were not even meant to come our ways because of how we plan. You are just hearing, no, we are going way. We are going to a party way. And you, as innocent as you are, not even knowing what is going to happen there, the kind of vibes that you'll be expecting there, you don't know. It's like you don't know anything. You are just following. And then you go. Because it's December and you are telling yourself you're not supposed to be home. You are a youth too and you're supposed to enjoy your youth, right? And then you go. Later on, you'll be in a club at 3 o'clock in the morning. And being a club in 3 o'clock in the morning, remember you had alcohol on you. And because you're with your friends, you don't want to be a boring friend. Even the hubbly bubbly that you have never, ever, ever had a smoke of that, you wanna try it out. And once you try it out, my God, your mind will change. Your behavior will change. It's like the mental state of your mind. It's like you become a different person. You start doing things. Even you yourself tomorrow morning when people are going to tell you, it's even, I don't want to say it's good or bad that people that you call your friend, they will make a video of you. There was a time I saw a video circulating on social media. A friend went out with his friends. And the fact that he was drunk, he started peeing on his pants, right? But friends started making a video of him. A video of you peeing in a club, peeing in your pants, and it's circulating on social media. And tomorrow when you are conscious enough, people are saying, what? Is this Gabriel that used to tell us things on the radio? Is this Penny? What will happen to you? Your mindset, you have something in your mind. If you did not commit suicide, you'd want to make sure that whoever took a video of me, that video of me, that person who will see heaven and earth. You see? Imagine what is next? What will be next? You make sure that you have to fight this person. And that fight will not end so well. If you did not take someone's life, yours is taken. If you did not harm someone, you are harmed. If you did not end up in a correctional services, a correctional facility, then someone will land there because of your behavior. Young people, sometimes it's us that we need to be aware. The fact that we have radio shows like the Ex-Convict Diaries, it's because this is a platform for you to create awareness. That, believe me, it's not like you are mentally disturbed that you just woke up and then you commit a crime or you get involved in activities that led to crime. It's because of the way you are handling yourself. It's because of your emotions, when you are getting your emotions involved into everything. And December is a month that we mostly do all these things, living recklessly. Recklessly forgetting that you have a life to live, right? Mr. Gabriel said it like, it's like most of the times as youth, when we are celebrating December, it's like there is no life after December. All right. As Mr. Gabriel said it earlier, that most of the people, or most of the youth, they forget that there is life after December, right? So sometimes it's your responsibility to take care of your decisions, make the right decision for you, knowing that there will be another chance again, right? There will be you again over and over. Choose yourself over and over. But that will be determined on the efforts that you have to put into. You can't just be like, when you're in Windhoek, you are this person. When you're coming to the north, you are this person. When you're with your parent, you are this person. When you are with your partner, you are with person. You just have different personalities and characters for playing them according to who you are with. And they are not good even. Don't be this person that would say changing colors. Because at the end of the day, it will come out for you, right? Mm. Or what would you say regarding that?
Yeah, I'll say, you see, this is a quote that I learned when I was at the workshop last month.
Mm.
Young people, they do things, most of the things at a place where nobody knows them.
Mm.
The new place, yes. When a young people from Bindu came for holiday in December at the north, he or she actually do everything openly because the neighbors don't know him or her here at the north. So that's the thing that leads them to do A, B, and C, and C, and D.
Mm.
So, my message, I would say, this year has tested many of us.
Mm.
And we've seen storms, we have doing battles and challenges that try to break most of the young people.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to change the law.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that we need to protect our peace of mind.
Mm.
We need to protect our health. We need to protect our future. And to the young people, it's a friendly, I'm really reminding, it's a friendly reminder that before the end of the December, let them enjoy the season, but let them enjoy with the caution.
Mm.
They should stay safe, and they should make memories that will not cost them.
Mm.
Yeah. That's my
beautiful audience, I'm in the studio with Mr. Gabriel Mandume. a social justice youth advocate. We are here, and at the point where we are right now, we want to, we try to highlight some of the challenges that youth also face that will lead them to criminal activities, especially things of peer pressure. You just following for the sake of following, doing it because another person is doing it, but you are not even aware of the ways that other people are using, right? But you are just following. If we can also look at our behaviors of things that we do as contributing factors and also measure the consequences that may lead to things that we do, then we'll be able to determine if this thing is right or wrong, right? Mr. Gabriel, I beg to the ex-convicts, what policies changes would mostly effectively, Mr. Gabriel, what policies, we are now back to the ex-convicts, what policies do you think need to be implemented or need to be changed or need to be introduced that will mostly improve reintegration and reduce reoffending? Is there something like need to be done regarding policy changes?
Yeah. In my point of view, there are few policies that need to be done to strengthen the Namibian criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say we need a proper implementation of the Correctional Service Act rehabilitation codes.
Mm-hmm.
So the act itself promotes the reintegration,
mm-hmm.
but when you see the budget, we have a budget limitation, which weakens the program. So the budget which is always allocated by the government to carry out the projects, to carry out the things for the reintegration, rehabilitation programs, it's very, 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 very small. So it does not meet all the reintegration processes and programs that are being run and being offered by the correctional services throughout the country. So, and the other thing is, I would say, so there's a need in terms of the employer investigations. Let me say, a government need to introduce or to recognize the ex-convicts to be offered jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some ministry where ex-convicts can be offered jobs, because when you see there are a lot of ministries, all of the ministries, ex-convicts are not allowed to take jobs in them. So I think there's a need in implementation where, or let me say, some government companies where they can be able to hire ex-convicts or ex-offenders to carry out jobs in order for them to help themselves to be rebuilt their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I would say this, we need more mental health services.
Mm.
So when you say we need, I would say that we need to strengthen the implementation of the national mental health policy. As I said, there was a national mental health policy which was correct between 2029 and 2024.
Hmm.
So we need to strengthen that policy for us to reduce the crisis of crime in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing is that we have what guides us in the criminal justice system, which is a Criminal Procedure Act.
Hmm.
So I think the legal perspective and legal lawmakers also need to make a review on the Criminal Procedure Act, just to allow sealing of minor crimes records after a certain period, maybe helping people to get jobs. So mm-hmm. you should get a minor job, maybe get people to get a job. So I think that those are some of the few policies that we need to change for us to be on the good line in terms of the ex-convicts in Namibia.
Mm. Mr. Gabriel, while we are still there, it's so interesting. Can you maybe share with us some of the types of crimes that we have in Namibia?
The type of crimes.
Mm.
So we have many, many crimes that have crimes in Namibia. So we have what we call blue collar crimes, white collar crimes. So there are crimes that are categorized.
Mm-hmm.
We have minor crimes, we have higher crimes that are profiled, major lengthy corruption, murder, those are higher profile crimes.
Mm.
So in terms of that, they are categorized depending on the level of them. And then also the level of the period that the person need to be detained in the correctional services.
Mm-hmm.
They are different depending on the type of the crime that somebody has committed. So in general, I will just share the white collar crime and blue collar crime for now. But we have many, 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 many crimes that we dive at next time when we find us on the studio.
Interesting. Mr. Gabriel, is there any successful story that shows an impact of a proper support after incarceration? Do you know any story of a successful ex-convict that you know of because of the impact and the support that comes from the community? Maybe you know someone who just got released from the correctional facility, then they got the support through a certain organization or foundation. Or any is there someone that you came across or encountered with that is now a living testimony, but he was as well incarcerated or she was incarcerated?
Can
you share a successful story that shows that yes, impact of a proper support after incarceration can really work?
Yes, I met one young man.
Mm-hmm.
So he was from a village close to Ndamba. So he served 3 years for it was a heartbreaking crime.
Mm-hmm.
So and then when he was released from the correctional services, he had no home where to go because the family neglected him.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no family support. So everything was just gone from when he came back. So I have to jump in to help because he was my friend, so I have to help him. So we partner with the Namibia Correctional Service for social workers, which is that falls under the Ministry of Gender Equality. So that young man received counseling. And then upon that one, he received a welding and fabrication training. So it was a 6-month course. So he got a job at the construction company. So that was just within a year, because he did the training course of 6 months, and then within a year he found a job at the construction company. So now he's now working on himself.
Mm.
He has his own home, even though the family has neglected him.
Mm.
So it was a sad story there, but for now the person is rebuilding back the life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now he came to the place where we have to make a rest, to come with them, to involve the family and then put them together for reconciliation.
Mm.
So the reconciliation part worked, and then they worked together with the families now, and then they came together. So, and I always remember what the website always tell me, that he said, now, prison punished me, but support healed me.
Mm-hmm.
That is what always when he see me. Now, prison punished me, but support helped me. So I would say history shows that rehabilitation works when the community itself plays part. So when you play the community plays part, of course the rehabilitation process works.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
What practical steps can ordinary citizens take to support rehabilitation and social justice? Maybe you can just dive into that while we are still there.
The practical thing, I think we just need to show assistance and respect back to our ex-convicts. So, simply welcome back,
to ask them, how can I help you? It goes long, we have to get a conversation with him. Charity organization, please, charitable organization, please also donate clothes, because you are rebuilding life, we are starting from the scratch, please. If you have clothes, maybe you can at least donate toiletries or some food, maybe. Ex-offenders live with them with nothing. So, and then the community at large, we also need to assist them with some, just recommending someone to, small jobs. Even recommending someone to clean their house or to go and work at the farm, just for that person to start on rebuilding his life. And also, there are also things that I always refer to young people that we need to volunteer working with local non-governmental organizations. So when the community members work in non-governmental organizations that can provide mentorship and life skills training to our ex-communities, that can help. And also, there are some things that also need to do as young people that they support you. So we need to do, let me say, I would say the government also, together with the non-governmental organizations, we need to come up with a program that tailored to prevent crimes to happen. So there's always a call that says that, So mentoring youth that are at risk, that we prevent the cycle of crime. So we have to go to schools to get to make to educate young people on the importance and also the how crimes can make their lives. At sometimes at some points also to go to university, because even the university, those are the people mostly affected in by peer pressure and many things. So those are the things that also need to do, as well as to engage in community policing forums. Always the police are always in the community, making focusing on the meetings that tell us to for the safety and security for them. Those are the support that we need to do as crime prevention through the community involvement. So those are the things that we also need to do as young people, also as the government involved. The ministry, or let me say with the police, they are doing their work. And also as community, we also need to get in touch and also educate our young people in there.
Mr. Gabriel, you are a social justice youth advocate, and I know you work with a lot of people, including young people, you know, school kids and whatnot. What message do you have for the school kids, especially school kids in who are in hostel? You know, what message do you have for them, or what awareness would you make regarding crimes related things or crime related matters?
My first say is that a second chance is real. A second chance in life is real. But the first thing that we need to say no to crimes. So when we say no to crimes, and then we have a free, safe community. So most of the young people, let us keep ourselves away from crimes. So even those who already feel victim of crime, please, there's always a second chance in life. But if we, because we have talent programs that we go to schools, there are programs that we go to universities, there are programs that we go to communities to educate them, the importance and everything like that. But if we come to you, we already educated you, and then you find yourself again and falling a victim of crimes, then at least please educate the other people on the importance of that, because we came to you, we already educated you. Some of the people that we fought victims of the crime were not educated, but now that you many we covered young people to educate them that these are the things and these are the things and that these are the things. Please stay away from crime, and I would say reintegration is not a favor. So it is a community safety strategy that we are doing in Namibia.
And what message you have for the ex-convicts who are just trying to rebuild their lives, and they are facing challenges here and there, they are facing hardship, they are trying so hard to find their luck, but you know, it's a battlefield that they need to be fully equipped emotionally, mentally, financially. It's like it's a process. What message you have for them?
Yeah, my message to the ex-convict is that let them not lose hope. We are behind them. We will help them, even though we're not going to help them 100%. At least we will help them 50% to meet them halfway for them to rebuild their life and come back to them. And then we help them to, of course, to reintegrate them back to the community and come as clean as member of a community again. So let them not lose hope. Let them then take small steps, work on themselves. Let them go to improve themselves with small skills that will equip them to gain small jobs that can help them to gain some small investment or small things that will help them to build their life. So my message is that let them work hard, even though they have spent some of the years or some of the times there. I know their time was wasted there, but they still life after death. They can still push, then they can still make it in life.
All right. What will be your final words to the audience, Mr. Gabriel?
My final words to the audience, I'll say the community, please, let us help the ex-convicts. Reintegration that we are doing in our community, it's not a favor that we are doing, but it's a community safety strategy that we are doing for the safe and safer and safer and safer community for all of us. When we have a safe community, and then everybody feels free in the community. So let us work together in this. And for those ones, young people, December is here, please. I would say, take care of yourself and make memories that will not rust or that will not cost you a regret by 2026. So let's stay focused.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. And I'm looking forward again to be on this air to share most of the things, especially on crime, next time.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful audience, it's me, your host, Peneambeko Jonas, and I've been just in the studio with Mr. Paulus Jesiah, the ex-convict who shared his incarceration journey with us, as well as Mr. Gabriel Mandume, and social justice youth advocate, who have been really sharing with us as well things like policies that need to be implemented or policies that need to be changed, just to make sure that there is a successful reintegration of ex-convicts coming back into society, as well as on just how the community will be able to support the ex-convict. There is so many things that we can look at when it comes to the ex-convict diaries, because at the end of the day, is the support that we want to offer to the next person. It's us that we don't want to see a fellow somebody repeating the same mistake over and over, going back to the correctional facility over and over, when we have a chance or we are in a good position to come out and help this person in so many ways. Remember, we are better together, right? And it just takes you to be kind to this person, you to come through for this person, used to stand out and say, no, I have what it takes for me to place you there. I want to do this with you. And doing this with you, I have to come in with my full support. So thank you so much for being with us in the studio all along. And it's me, your host, Penny Jonas. Until we see each other again next Sunday. Every Sunday, yes, from 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning. Bye.